Monday, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. Coming up next.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer and is proud to support rural youth through the annual Oklahoma 4-H FFA Junior Wheat Show. The 2016 winners included Dylan Cheney of Medford FFA, who had the overall grand champion with his double stop CL Plus entry, while Aubrey Geisler of Lomega 4-H in Kingfisher County had the top 4-H entry, also with the OSU developed variety double stop CL Plus. A total of $16,000 in scholarship money given to 4-H and FFA members as they learned about production of wheat as well as its milling and baking characteristics.
It's a great opportunity for students to really see what goes on in the world of wheat production from the field into the marketing situation.
Executive Director Mike Schulte. To learn more about the Oklahoma Wheat Commission and the programs they're involved with, go to okwheat.org. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, it looks like the cattle complex moved sharply higher today, supported by technical buying, pre-cash short covering, and further signs of wholesale product strength. Lean hog contracts are less on fire, but still suggest decent buying interest, especially relative to spot February. Corn futures are several cents lower today. The stock market is mixed, with the Dow up 12 points, NASDAQ off by 7. Live issues were impressively higher today, with December through April charging ahead of deferreds with triple-digit gains. Spot December worked hard to take out resistance just over 112, but it ended up not quite getting the job done. It certainly would have helped if some evidence of greater packer spending in the country had surfaced. Nonetheless, cattle buyers fought to hold the line on the cost of live inventory. Feeders, though, seem to have attracted some decent late-week support, with prices 70 to 125 higher. Needless to say, bulls carefully watched the live trade for inspiration. With spot January closing the week at 130, new technical buying interest could probably surface early next week. Grain futures were mixed today as a choppy overnight market settled into trading ranges. After dealing with the impact of a hawkish interest rate outlook from the Federal Reserve, investors braced for a quadruple witching day on Wall Street. Corn prices firmed after two-sided trade overnight. March futures reversed higher after a test of its 50-day moving average. Soybeans tried holding on to gains after an early rally in China failed to hold on the computers in Chicago. January futures posted an inside day, confirming yesterday's break above the two-week downtrend line. Meanwhile, wheat prices closed mixed as the complex tried to keep from moving lower. March's soft trend winter wheat futures broke below their three-week uptrend overnight after the surging dollar punished prices yesterday. That's a look at all of your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network.